I'm here with Dana Aldiss, lecturer at UNM Gallup.
We have a great event planned for April 19th and 20th in Calvin Hall Auditorium. We are setting up a Business of Art boot camp. So in the mornings from like about 9 to 12, we'll have two workshops each day with some great artists involved. And then in the afternoons on both days, we'll have two panel discussions also with some great artists involved. It would be remiss if I do not add which artists are coming, because some of these guys have some really big followings. Artists like Eric Paul Riege, who is actually a graduate of UNM Gallup as well as main campus. He actually is coming back from Australia at this point, so he's an internationally known artist, claim to fame for us here in Gallup. We also have a couple wonderful jewelry artists, notably Pat Pruitt. His work has been on the ears of Lily Gladstone. Also artists Jessica Tolbert, Delbert Anderson, a musician, a couple local artists that we follow, like Duhon James, a printmaker from Ganado. Artists like Raphael Begay is coming. We also have Beverly Black Sheep coming. So some notable photographers and also contemporary artists are coming to talk about their experience in the business of art. So we have quite a range of really cool artists coming in, and all this is online if you need to check it out or want to check out the lineup on the PSA and events page at kglp.org.
So again, Business of Art Boot Camp happening Friday, April 19th and Saturday, April 20th, both from about 9 in the morning until 3 p.m. This will include everything from presentations to panels, panel discussions, etc. Do you want to speak more to what the tentative schedule might be?
Yes, I can give the basic layout as best I can. So on Friday, the first presenter we'll have for the first workshop will be Eric Paul Riege. He was our headliner. Eric Paul will be talking about his transition from student to professional artist. Following Eric Paul, we will have Kaylee Begay, also a current artist and former UNM Gallup student. She will be presenting a hands-on workshop on how to photograph and upload your artwork onto online events, or for example, if you're trying to apply to a show. That afternoon, we will actually have our friend Rose Eason with Gallup Arts moderating a panel of three artists. And then the next day, we will also have two workshops in the morning. The first workshop will be held, will be presented by Brian Fleetwood, an instructor at IAIA, about how to create your artist statement / resume. And after Brian's workshop, we will have a wonderful workshop with the, I believe they're a nonprofit, they're called WEST, W-E-S-S-T. And they're coming in to help with art business checklist to help set up and answer any questions you might have about how to set up your business information. And in the afternoon, we will have our instructor, lecturer, Christy Wilson, moderating a panel with four artists. And among them is Pat Pruitt, Beverly Black Sheep, Jessica Tolbert, and others.
Dana, how did this whole thing come about?
UNM Gallup, in conjunction with the City of Gallup, were bestowed a grant called the Creative Industries Grant. So the City of Gallup is using their funding from this grant to create more maker space in the library. So the library is using it to create more tools for their maker space and adapt that way. We decided to use this money to create an event that would benefit not only our students, but also the community at large here in Gallup and beyond, because we feel that this information is some basic building blocks that would be very helpful to everyone in the arts, and since we have a huge artist community within the area.
What faculty, staff, or other community members do you anticipate will be involved besides yourself in coordinating the event or presenting?
Well, we are thankful that our Dean of Education, John Zimmerman, has been leading and helping us organize this event and part of the planning. We also have community members like Rose Easton, the Executive Director of Gallup Arts, also helping. Within UNM Gallup itself, we have Christy Wilson, who is a lecturer in the Studio Arts Department with me. And we've been lucky to have a lot of help from our PR department, Richard Reyes and Ronaldo Fowler.
Is there anything else that you might like listeners to know about these workshops and panels coming up on April 19th and 20th?
In the end, I think the best thing to say is that it's free. And even if you do know a lot of this information, it's a great resource to have and to help maybe solidify some of the questions that you might have and help answer those.
So this would be an opportunity not only for younger students and all through to community members, including perhaps retirees looking at developing their next career.
Absolutely. It's a great event for young and old, whether you are beginning your career or maybe you're in the middle of it, or maybe you're thinking of starting your career later on after a former career. But it's a great opportunity to network and to meet other artists and maybe to answer questions that you simply had and you couldn't find anyone to help answer.
And again, that's the Business of Art Boot Camp. It's going to be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, April 19th, and then again on Saturday, April 20th, mostly anchored in Calvin Hall. The flyer is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page, and that flyer includes a QR code if you want more information.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you so much, Dina.